Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 13. By night, I went out through the valley. See, was it 13 or 18? 13. Yeah, it's 13 through 18. Just want to make sure I'm reading the right stuff. By night, I went out through the valley gate toward the jackal well and the dung gate, examining the walls of Jerusalem, which had been broken down, and its gates, which had been destroyed by fire. And then I moved on toward the fountain gate and the king's pool, but there was not enough room for my mount to get through. So I went up the valley by night, examining the wall. Finally, I turned back and re-entered through the valley gate. The officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing, because as yet I had said nothing to the Jews or the priests or the nobles or the officials or any others who would be doing the work. Then I said to them, "You see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace." I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me, what the king had said to me. And they replied, "Let us start rebuilding." So they began this good work. Lord, we come before you this morning, some of us having to do some work, some of us with our walls down, some of us that have grown tired along the way, some of us that have made it halfway and thought that was enough. Lord, our enemies prowl around us, Lord. There is disgrace that would beset us, Lord. So Lord, as we come before you this morning, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would put a work in our hearts, Lord. That we would follow you, Lord, that we would find those that we can link arms with, and that we might build the walls. In Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you about Roscoe. Some of you have heard of Roscoe. Roscoe was a unique man that we met, that I met. I don't know if Lisa met him in Sacramento. We were working in the inner city there, and Roscoe was a homeless man. And Roscoe was one of the most desperate men I've ever met. He looked like a troll. I'm not kidding you. He had a hunchback. He was destitute. He was dirty. His clothes were torn. And one day he came up to me and he said, I need $5. I said, "Really, Roscoe? $5? And he says, "I need to buy some crack cocaine." Now he was, and he knew I was a minister. We had a Sunday school class. It was full of all homeless people and about coffee and donuts. I said, "Really, Roscoe?" And he says, "Yes. My girlfriend will go with anybody who has crack cocaine. And so I need to buy some to keep her close to me." And if you see this man who is just the picture of depravity, and I began to tell him about the message of Christ. And I talked about the sacrifice that Jesus had made on the cross for him. And all that he had lost and all of his just the travesty of his life. And I said, "He died for you, Roscoe, if you would just surrender your life." He says, "Give me your life and I'll give you a new one." And you're thinking, what would hold this guy back? And he said, as he was crying, "I'm so scared." And he walked away without receiving Christ. I don't know. I mean, the picture of somebody with no walls was Roscoe. The picture of somebody with nothing to lose was Roscoe. But yet he walked away that day, making no change. I don't know that Roscoe ever received Christ. I don't know that he ever made the change that was so desperately apparent to anybody but him. My question for you this morning, how are your walls? Are you ready for change? Because change, the title of today's message is Change is a Challenge. The series we're on is called Beginning to Build. And maybe today is a day that you could begin to build. We take a look at Nehemiah. Nehemiah is making an assessment of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is in disgrace. Jerusalem looked like Roscoe. And they didn't even know. They were living in disgrace. They were living without protection. Bad people coming in, going out. There was no stability in Jerusalem. It was in shambles. It had been in shambles. There were no walls for 130 years. Babylon had come in and had destroyed the temple and had destroyed the walls. The wonderful temple built by Solomon 400 years earlier. Little secret presented in the Bible. God sent the Babylonians. God sent them to destroy the temple. God sent them to break down the walls. Why? Because the people were living in disgrace with the temple up and the walls up. There were bad people inside the walls. And when there's bad people inside the walls, the walls got to come down so the bad people can leave. Do you follow what I'm saying? You see, there was false security. There was false strength. There was false hope. There was false confidence. God said, I'll take all that away. Foul things going on inside the city. God says, we're just going to start over. Many of you are here today because you wanted a new start. I am here because I got a new start in the Lord 25 years ago. Amen. Sometimes you just got to start over. Question for you, do you need to tear down walls today? You got bad people inside your life and you don't know how to get rid of them? Have you got no walls? Are you like Roscoe and today would be a great time to start building? Or have you grown tired along the way? Got half a wall. Either way, walls are a lot of work. Title of today's message is Change is a Challenge. Let's take a look. We'll go back a couple verses from where we started. Nehemiah checks things out. He gets there and he says, I went to Jerusalem after staying there 3 days. I set out during the night with a few men. I had not told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. There were no mounts with me except the one I was riding on. Nehemiah gets there and checks things out. He doesn't announce what he's got going on. He has to make an assessment of the problem. I could take a look at Roscoe and I could see, man, there's a problem. I start listing them. 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you ask Roscoe, he might not be aware of any of them. His problem was just keeping his girl from running out from everybody else. Working in secret. Notice there, the thing that he was going to do was something that God had put in his heart. He left his life and God had given him a vision for something new. And what is awesome today is that if you are here today, it is because God has put something in your heart. God has put in your heart a work to do, a change to make. Maybe your walls got to come down or maybe your walls got to go up. But walls are work. He went out at night to assess the situation. Had to see what he had to work with. Because you can only go so far with what you've got. Change is a challenge. Sometimes you got to let things go so you can get new things. Amen? Amen. Roki had to leave his old life, sign a contract, and get a brand new vision, a brand new hope for his life. Amen? That's what the Lord offers you this morning. Things going on. Nehemiah goes to the leadership of the city, goes to the priests, goes to the nobles, and he says, this is what God would have us do. God would have us transform this entire city. God would have us build the walls. But God would have us live in security. God would have us live with protection, that our enemies would not come in and move around among us anymore. And they said, we will do what God has put upon your heart. We will enter into this work, because change is a challenge. You can stay right where you are and it won't take any effort at all. Amen. Those walls had been destroyed for 130 years. No change. No effort. No challenge. You can stay where you are, and your enemies can come and mess with you, and it does not take any effort upon your part at all. Or you can try to change. They said, we are ready to change. You're here today, it's because God has put something on your heart. And you can make a change. Amen? Verse 2, chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem the Arab heard about it, they mocked and ridiculed them. Has anybody mocked you for your belief in Christ? Are you kidding me? Fairy tales. They mocked and ridiculed them. What is this you are doing, they asked. Are you rebelling against the king? Ooh, that was a biggie. I answered them by saying, the God of heaven will give us success. We as servants will start rebuilding. But as for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historic right to it. There are some who will resist your change. There are some that are close to you that don't want you to change at all. There were some who were close to Roscoe who were happy that he did not accept Christ that day. They were making money off of him. My question is have you got people that are in your life that are not for you? Have you got people that are in your walls that are tearing you down? And your walls are keeping them in? Some will resist. Chapter 3 is a list of people and families that are doing the work. 42 sections of wall. People were taking responsibility for the wall that was close to them. That wall, they found sections of Nehemiah's wall 10 feet thick. That's a wall. Can I get a witness on that? And I'll tell you what, when you're building the wall by your house, and that's where the army that's attacking Jerusalem is going to break through, you're going to do a good job, amen? Amen. And you're going to be working with those people, 42 sections, you got all these families working together, you're working together on the wall. I said, hey, I got my wall, you got your wall, and you're going to find out who you can link arms with and who you want to be on the inside of your walls, amen? Because you build a wall, it's to keep some people in and keep other people out. We got to be wise. Change is a challenge. There are some people who don't want you to change. We also have people that might be on the inside. Sanballat, his daughter, let me read this. Sanballat's daughter, I knew it was a daughter of the son, was married to Eliashib's son. You think, who's Eliashib? Eliashib was the high priest. Oh, my. Nehemiah's going, we got a problem, man. The enemy is married to our leader. Wrong people inside the walls. Can I get a witness on that? And Nehemiah's saying, hey, you guys, you got no part of this. The Arabs were in control of Samaria at the time. The Ammonites were on the east side of the Jordan. We'll read out later. The Phoenicians were coming. They were on the west side. They were boxed in by their enemies, and their enemies did not want them to have walls because their enemies were taking advantage of them. Their enemies were causing them to live in disgrace. Some people just going to have to leave your life if you're going to have any progress. You can only go so far with what you've got. And sometimes you've got to lose some of what you've got so that you can make a change. Amen? Do you even have walls? Some people gotta start from scratch. You just got the bad people crawling in and out. All you got is disgrace. Soon after I got saved, I moved in. I got married 3 years after I got saved. Pretty close. About 3 years, yeah. Situation where I was staying was bad. I had bad walls. So I moved in with my old buddy from college, John. And he was an attorney at the time. He had a nice house in a pretty nice section of town. And he had this alcoholic lawyer living with him who was a womanizer. And I said, I'll move in. But I'll tell you what, man, I got saved. Believe it or not, I was pretty radically saved back then. I tried to tone it down a touch. There was no toning it down back then. I was just lit for the Lord. And I said, I'll move in, but I got a problem with sin. And neither one of these guys are saved or acting saved or anything like that. I said, all the booze, no, okay, but no women. No women. I got sexual immorality, it's a big deal. Hey, and I last about 2 months, and I woke up one morning, and there my buddy John's got I figured Leroy, the alcoholic lawyer, would have been the one who messed it up, but it was my buddy John. He ended up marrying the girl later. But I looked at it, and I said, hey, you know what? I got to go. These walls are no good for me. And you know what? I moved on, and I moved ahead. Some of you folks are in situations where the walls are no good for you. And you got to cut some things loose because you can only go so far with what you've got. Amen? All right, let's see what else we got. Resistance is part of progress. If you're not meeting resistance, you're just walking in a circle, man. You're just out for a walk. All right, go to Nehemiah chapter 4. We skipped over chapter 3, which has a list of families and all that stuff. Read it, you'll be blessed. When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews in the presence of his associates and the army. Notice we got an army involved now. The army of Samaria, he said, what are those feeble Jews doing? What do they call you, feeble? Oh, come on, you weakling Christian. Will they restore the wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are? Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, what are they doing? What are they building? If even a fox climbed upon it, it would break down the wall of stones. The further you go, the harder it gets. The further you go, the harder it gets. They were ridiculed for their efforts. And the walls were halfway done. And they're halfway. They're half height. And you see this guy, and you can think, wow, you know, realistically, that's a pretty nice little, I don't even know if you call it a wall, but I just grabbed this because here's a guy looking nice and proud. He's got half his wall done. He's got a big old rock, I guess, holding all the little rocks in place. I don't know. But it's half a wall. And half a wall is just for looks, folks. Because a half a wall isn't going to keep your enemies out. Half a wall, your enemy can just lean over and kind of whisper in your ear. Half a wall, your enemy can jump over and attack you and take all your stuff. But half a wall looks pretty good where there was no wall before. We got half a wall. The enemy was mocking them. And the people were afraid. Even when you're feeling good, you can still be afraid. He stopped. They were halfway. And I want to let you know, when you get halfway, it gets harder. Because you start on the easy parts. Now, it is good to get halfway. Amen? It's not good to stop halfway. When you get past halfway, You're going to be challenged. One of the things they were challenged with was all the garbage that was in their way. There's so much stuff. Why? They started on the easy parts. And then they got to the part where they were going to have to start removing all the clutter. And they said, this is so hard. Yeah, it's hard to complete the wall. It's easy to start. But the more you do, the harder it gets. Your life with Christ, it's a great start. Jesus talked about those who receive the message with great joy, but man, it gets harder the further you go. Amen? Now, you start building a tall wall, and man, you got new tools you need. Man, you got to start lift before you just... See, we start coming to Christ. A lot of times, we just got to move stuff around in our life. Just kind of start massaging stuff, and things start looking better. You know? Can I get a witness, please? But then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, I got to start moving the crud out. And then pretty soon, to build a wall that high, you need special tools. You need equipment to lift those stones higher. You need something like scaffolding. All of a sudden, it's a whole new skill set. Roki talking about joining the military, developing a whole new skill set. The further you go, the harder it is going to get. But don't quit. They quit with half a wall. They got nothing except something they can talk about over coffee. There's a lot of people who stop halfway. Don't let it be you. Don't let it be you. Hey, I got half a wall. I'm happy. I got half a wall. There's too much crud in the way. I got to stop. I got half a wall. I can't build any higher. I don't got any other tools. All kinds of reasons to stop halfway. Don't you stop halfway. Amen. All right, here we go. Verses 15 through 17 in chapter 4. When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot. Now, they were plotting to come and attack them at the low points of their walls, and they put military guys beside them. When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his own work. They were still working on their spots. While the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows and armor. That's not work gear. Amen? It's hard to work in armor. Can I get a witness on that? The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall, those who carried materials and did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. Progress requires persistence. If you're going to build that wall, you're going to have to work at it. And if you're going to find some stuff, working with one hand on a sword and one hand on your rock, do you think that might slow you down? See, when you start building some stuff up, there's going to be some people who want to take it away. Have you found that to be true? Friend, Debbie, dealing with all the drama that she's got, has her car stolen. I mean, husband's in the hospital, dying, has now died, and somebody has come and stolen their car. You know, the enemy doesn't care what you're going through. If you are exposed, if you only got half a wall, he's going to come and take your stuff. So what did they have to do? They had to walk around with swords. And they wanted them to be visible. Look, I got a sword. And I'm building my wall. They didn't want to be attacked. They had the leaders and all the guys with armor and stuff backing them up. We're here for you. Talks about them working overtime. They were working until the stars came out. Talk about Nehemiah shifting what he did and everything. See, the further you go, the harder it's going to be. The further you go, the more skills you're going to have to develop. The more new stuff that you're going to need to get. Like you might start coming on Wednesday nights, learn about the book of Revelation with Pastor Paul. You might need to start going to celebrate recovery. Why? Because you have reached halfway. You got the easy stuff done. Now you're going to have to start doing some real work. Can I get a witness on this? See, you're going to progress. It's going to get harder. You can only go so far with what you've got. To go further, you either need to get rid of something or you need to get something new. The farther you go, the harder it gets. I left John's house. And I met my buddy, Howie. I didn't know who Howie was. I found his name on a bulletin board at a church. And I moved from John's place, which was in Natomas, a nice section of town. I will say something similar, kind of a little down a notch, something similar to Kearney Mesa. You know, Kearney Mesa, okay? It's not fancy, but it ain't the hood. Amen?
Amen.
And I moved to a place which would be very similar to Logan Heights. And I moved in with Howie, and it was $100 a month for the room, which was cheap. And I'm like, okay. And he says, yeah. He goes, it's a great place. I go, aren't you worried about your stuff? He's like, from what, man? I go, it's the hood, buddy. And he's just like, hey, I lived here for a long time, never had any problems. So I move in with Howie. He says, I got my sons every Wednesday and one weekend a month. As me and my wife are separated, and that's what we got set up. And I say, okay. And so I move in. I got the boys' old room, and it's all set up. We're good. And his wife has a mental breakdown, and the boys move in. And they're all living in Howie's room. Well, whatever, man. I mean, I'm going to Bible college. End of the summer, I'm good. And so it's all good. And then the wife has another breakdown, and the wife moves in. So I got Howie, who's kind of cool, you know, he's a nice guy, he's got the kids, and the kids are, you know, good kids, and the wife is literally crazy. I mean, I'm serious, man. She would talk about snakes coming out of her stomach and out of her head and stuff. She's crazy. But you know what? The walls were fantastic. Because the walls kept the bad guys out.
Amen.
And even though the wife was crazy, she was not bad. She wanted to be well. Because you can have some harmed people inside your wall. They want to go the right direction. We were surrounded by bad guys. None got in. Walls were good. Walls were better than with my buddy John, who was living in the nice area. And all the bad people were on the inside. My question is, do you got any walls today? And who do you got on the inside? And who do you got on the outside? See, Sanballat had his daughter married to the son of the high priest. They were marrying in. They had the bad people coming into Jerusalem. And you might have some people wheedling their ways into your life that are not for you. You can only go so far with what you got. Sometimes you got to lose some. Sometimes you got to get some. Change is a challenge. Do you want to change? Today's a good day to start.
Amen.
Amen? All right, here we go. Things just keep on getting harder. Nehemiah chapter 5. You know, now, what have we got? We got the half high wall. We got the people afraid. We got people getting tired. We got crud in the way. We got all this stuff. Further you go, the harder it gets. Amen? Now we got a new thing. Now the men and their wives raised a great outcry against their Jewish brothers. That's a problem inside the walls. Amen?
Amen?
He says, some were saying, we and our sons and daughters are numerous. In order for us to eat and stay alive, we must get grain. Others were saying, we are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our homes to get grain during the famine. Still others were saying, we have had to borrow money to pay the king's taxes on our fields and vineyards. Although we are of the same flesh and blood as our countrymen, and though our sons are as good as theirs, yet we have to subject our sons and daughters to slavery. Some of our daughters have already been enslaved, but we are powerless because our fields and our vineyards belong to others. The more you go, the more you will find. What they were saying is, the rich guys, the nobles, are loaning us money and charging us such interest, we have no way to pay them back, that they are forcing us to sell our children to the Gentiles to pay them back. And Nehemiah's going, what? Didn't see this on the midnight run. See, the further you go, the more issues you will find that you have to deal with. We talk about getting new tools to make high walls. This is a whole different skill set here. Now we're dealing with duplicity In fact, they had some money and they were buying the Jews back from the Gentiles. And then on the backside, you got them, the other guys, the rich guys, selling them to the Gentiles. They're just turning it over. They're just trying to get paid. There can be people in your life that just want to get paid. They don't care about you. You have to ask yourself, who do I have in my life? Are my walls keeping the bad people in or the bad people out? Nehemiah says, hey, no more interest on your loans, guys. We're going to get our people back. We're going to take care of our people. We're going to change the way we live. Amen. You can only get so far with what you've got. Sometimes you got to get new stuff. Sometimes you got to get rid of the old stuff. Nehemiah can handle it. Nehemiah did handle it. You might have found something new in your life, some new issue in the last week or month, and it has stumped you. There's people around here that know how to deal with it. You can get some help. Hurts, habits, and hang-ups. You can get some help. You got to get something new to deal with a new problem. Oh, man, I didn't realize my kid was into this. We all got people. We got people around here whose kids have been into anything. Maybe you've got a situation where you're like living with John. Man, you got to move. We'll try to help you find a new place. We don't have places. We had places, there are already people living in them. But we'll help you out. Don't be bound by bad walls. Let them come down. Whole new situation, dealing with something that you're not familiar with. We'll get you some help. Amen? Amen. Further you go, the harder it gets. All right, the enemy won't just quit. I came to the Lord. Why is my life easier? Man, the enemy wants to kill you twice as much now. When word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, and the rest, now they got the rest of the enemies. Man, the opposition is growing here. It says that we had rebuilt the wall and not a gap was left in it, though up to that time I had not set the doors and the gates. Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono. But they were scheming to harm me. So I sent messages to them with this reply. I am carrying on a great project and I cannot go down. Why should the work have stopped while I leave it and go down to you? Four times they sent me this same message. And each time I gave them the same answer. They didn't want to meet. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to get him away from all of his, all these new walls. Amazing how the walls will cause the enemy to change their tactics. Amen? Amen? You might have people around you that are less than honest. They tell you one thing and they mean something entirely different. You will never find victory when the people inside your walls are dealing with the people outside your walls. You will never find victory when your enemies are inside, even if they're smiling at you. You can only go so far with what you got. Enemy will resort to trickery. Let's have a meeting. Who do you got in your life that has no regard for you? Who do you have in your life that repeatedly lies to you over and over again, and you let them off the hook? Only Glory's talking right now because everybody else is thinking. Because you know you got people in your life that are just plain out ripping you off. They are using you. You're not going to find that victory when you got people that are using you. Because you can't carry them and you. The walls are supposed to be built to keep those people out. Lisa, you want to come up? So where are you at today? Are your walls down? No structure, no security? Trying to get this thing with God worked out, but you're, I mean, we got people that are gone today. Some are gone, and I'm using this figuratively, okay, because their walls are down. There is no structure and there is no stability. It's hard to build. Next week, we're going to talk about a religious revival the word of God is poured into Jerusalem now that the walls are up. Then the walls are up, there's something to contain it. Amen? Amen. You come in here, we've had people come in here, and the word of the Lord is true, and the Lord, word of the Lord will affect you with change, but they go back out, and there is no structure, no stability, and no protection in their lives. And it just bleeds out everywhere. They come back following Sunday, maybe two Sundays, maybe three Sundays, and they're just as tore up as they were the first time. Where are you at today? Have you got any walls at all? Is the structure of your life so poor that the word goes in and there's nothing to contain it? The first thing that you can do is make an accurate assessment. Nehemiah went out in the middle of the night and said, people are living in disgrace. You're living in disgrace. Place to start is to realize it. Say, man, I got to make a change. Change is hard. Change is a challenge. Change is complicated. If you want to make a change, today's a great day to make a change. Maybe you got half a wall. Started coming. And you're like that dude standing there next to your half a wall. Look what I got. That was the easy part. The first half is the easy part. You might have stopped just because it's looking so good. Wow, look what I did. You might have stopped because you realized, if I'm going to go any further, I got to move all this other crud out of my life. I want to move the crud out of my life. Crud is Hebrew. It talks about all the complicated issues in your life. Maybe the old buddies that you're hanging with that are all still using and all that kind of stuff. Crud, you look it up in the Hebrew. Yeah, that's what it says, man. Maybe some old girlfriends that you're going to see every once in a while. Maybe it's all them old movies that you got that are stacked up underneath your bed. Maybe, I don't know what your crud is, but you got half a wall and you don't want to move the crud. You can only go so far with what you got. Now maybe you move the crud, but you don't got the equipment to build it up. You still got half a wall. You got to realize that you only got half. You got to want to finish. God put in Nehemiah's heart to build walls all the way up. You got the heart to finish. Because if you don't, your enemy can come in anytime. Anytime. He'll use your crud. He'll use your lack of your lack of capacity to go on. And he'll drag you down and he'll tear down your wall. Lord, I come before you this morning, Lord. Lord, I think of Roscoe, Lord. I think of the day that he was crying, looking for $5. $5 save an afternoon of his woman's time. How low to shoot. Lord, this morning there are people that are struggling with walls. We got walls with bad people on the inside. We got no wall. No structure, no compassion. We got half a wall. Our enemies jump in and out. Lord, we need a heart to build, Lord. We need a heart to change, Lord. Lord, we have come as far as we can with what we have. And we got to make a change. You're here this morning. You got some people close to you that shouldn't be close to you. They're that close, they've probably been there a long time. And it's going to be a life change to move them away. You might have to move away. But something's got to change for you to go any further. Maybe you're here and up to this point, you've been satisfied with your progress so far. Your walls are only half done. Lord, forgive me. I'm not where you want me to be. Today's a good day to change. Today is a day to start moving ahead. Lord, as we come to you this morning, Lord, and you are speaking to our hearts, I am just pressed by the Lord this morning that there are many of us that are here this morning that have the wrong people too close to us. That we have indeed linked arms with those who have no regard for us. And today is a day to move to security and to safety. Lord is speaking to your heart. You see that person. Could be your child. Could be your parent. Could just be your lifelong friend. And they had ripped you off so many times, you can't even count. And today is a day to make a change. Today is a day to find somebody new to link arms with. Today is a day to find security. Nobody's looking around, but the Lord is speaking right to your heart. You're saying, Lord, I know. I got to get real. I got to make a change. That's you. You just slide your hand and say, Lord, I hear you, Lord. I've been hearing you for so long, but today it's just coming through. That's me, Lord. I got to make a change. I need to get some security and safety in my life. I got bad people that are too close to me. Nobody looking around. That's you this morning. I just want you to slide your hand up. Say, that's me. Here. Here and there, there. Anybody over here on the side? Say, that's me. I got to make a change. I'm not going to be dumb anymore right here. Maybe you're here this morning and you got half a wall. You got half a wall for whatever reason. Happy with half, challenged by clutter around your life, or challenged just not able to get further. Lord is saying, you only got half a wall. You've been coasting. Time to start building. Time to start making a change. I'm going to help you. I'm going to put that in your heart. I want to make this deposit in your heart this morning. But you got to open your life to me. You've been coasting. You don't want to coast anymore. People had a will to work. You want a will to work. Say, Lord, put it in my heart. I don't want to have a wall anymore. That's you this morning. Slide your hand up. Say, here I am, Lord. I'm going to put right here. Here, there, and there. Anybody else? Got a half a wall. You want more? We're going to stand. I want to pray with you. Come up. We're going to start singing. Lisa's going to sing a song. Mike's going to help me back there. I want to anoint you with oil, building oil. But Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you put something in my heart 25 years ago, Lord, that would be spread to these folks here, Lord, that we would build, Lord, walls for safety, walls for protection, Lord, and make some wise choices with the people that we let inside. Amen?